The Malcolm Blight
Snap
Medal for the third person self-congratulator of the year.
1, 2, 3.
Just a content king.
You've actually won a medal, haven't you? A
best and fairest.
I think it's called the Malcolm Blight Medal.
All the effort behind the scenes. Yeah. It's like, I'm like Mayweather, mate.
I'll just come here and make magic happen.
Things are going really well. Like, really, really well. Actually, we're killing it. We're airborne.
You get Dwayne's word on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Instagram if you want to have a look at, you know, whatever I'm doing over daytime.
Over daytime, all right. His name is Dwayne Russell, and over daytime, he's equal third at the moment in the third person self-congratulating the year of the year now into its ninth self-reflective season. Of course, Tags and Fitzmagic won the last two. Blight back this week, but the Sports Day SA producer and Jacko, I don't think you've hit it off yet. So no Blight votes, which is a shock. That'll change in coming weeks. Leaderboard, A-Rod 41, Taggart 17, and some Ham Sam, no non-payer Gareth, and other daytime all on 15. Let's get it. 30 vote week. Hugo from Maths kicks us off with two picks.
It's not a case that it's time for Hugo to put his foot down. I think it's time for Taylor to grow up.
Hugo's a bit of a weakie.
Is he?
Yeah, a bit of a
weakie. I'm just doing the numbers on the run here because I think I've over-indexed. I have. Yep, that's all right. I'll make some adjusts, as they say. Three votes to Corey Perkin from Don't Shoot the Messenger for this.
I think we might talk Pinot Noir next week, which is always a wonderful drop for autumn, or indeed if you're Corey Perkin any time of the year, really.
Real third-person job.
Sure is. And that's three for you, Corey.
Yep, take three.
Mark Lacroix was on a podcast, I think, during the week. He deserved his moment in the sun in that West Coast Grand Final. Lecker, he gets three votes for this.
Shay, get off the ground, get off for Lecker.
Yeah. Players that could have kicked that goal on that day, and one of them was sitting on the bench. That's what happened. But he's cost me my moment. He never come to the bench, so hungry dog.
Could have been Lecker.
It should have been, mate. Should have been, mate.
Should have been three votes for Lecker. We give five votes to Aaron Rodgers for this on his move to the New York Jets, potentially.
Well, listen, you know, I think, you know, my plea is I'm debatably the best player in franchise history.
So just keep his ambitions low.
Just low, not shooting too high.
Yep. We're going to give five votes to I'll give six votes to the Wisp, Tim Watson, first for this.
Maybe Tim just didn't get to the cult level that we're talking about, Sam.
No, clearly you haven't been taking any notice of footy over the last 50 years.
And then this.
Oh, and then all of a sudden, you know, the young kids see Wisp turning up to the football and they want a piece of him, and then they talk about him, and then before you know it, he's got a legion of new fans right across the country.
Campbell Brown gets six votes, the dog, for this.
It was the greatest concert I've been to, and I haven't seen someone dominate the MCG in front of 100,000 people like that since me in 08. It was magnificent.
There we go, six votes for the dog. But a drum roll if we can, please.
We need to watch. He's a watch this space, this guy. I'm onto him.
There's a promo for the Sunday Footy Show, and he didn't take much encouragement to launch himself into it. Make it about him, reference himself, and set himself up for a big year. I speak, of course, of Lordo himself, Matthew Lloyd, who gets seven votes, Pixie, for this.
I carry what caught my eye. If Lordo wants a vision, Lordo gets a vision.
How many did you give him?
Seven.
I reckon he's a watch this space. We've just got to have Jacko tuning into the Sunday Footy Show. I reckon we're going to get some votes for him.